And now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And all this week here on the Slack is Talk podcast, we will be honoring and celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Before I start off today's show, I would like to start off by announcing some good news. As y'all know, the Slack is Talk debuted on New Year's Day, January 1st. And I just want to start off by saying thank you. I spent a lot of time going back and forth to make sure that we had a great debut. I wanted to make sure that I talked about something that carried a lot of weight, something that resonated with everybody, something that holds a lot of substance. And I think I accomplished that. You know, I had nothing but love. I was shown nothing but love. I had nothing but positive feedback. A lot of people and everyone enjoyed it. They told me that it was the perfect topic to talk about and to start off with because it touched so many hearts. It was about something that everybody was going through. And just in general, overall, that was the debut that I wanted to make. You know, that was the impression that I wanted to have for my first time out. And I just want to say thank you. I couldn't have had a better debut. I couldn't have had a better turnout than that. And once again, I just want to say thank you. I'm proud to announce as well that hopefully this is the beginning of a great relationship between us, because I'm like to announce that the Slack is Talk podcast will be airing on Tuesdays at 5 o'clock and also Thursdays at 5 o'clock. So to start off with, we will be appearing twice a week live here on the Slack is Talk podcast and on the Vision Live Network. The Slack is Talk podcast is now available for download on your favorite listening services that include Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and a host of others. I also want to say thank you for those who tuned in this past Friday as we launched the Vision Live Radio. For those of you that didn't catch it, we launched the radio station and we aired our first show. I want to give a special shout out to DJ L Dollars, who debuted his new show called Catch a Vibe, which, by the way, you can now catch every Fridays between 6 and 8 right here on the Vision Live Network. That was also a success. So I would like to thank everybody for checking that out. For those of you that are in the sports, I am the head coach of a basketball team, Dream Elite. That's an AAU basketball team out of South Carolina. Yesterday, we played 2 games. We finished 1-1. Those are not quite the results that I had in mind. As you know, I'm a perfectionist. And you know, I wanted to finish 2-0. But 1-1 is not that bad. I'll take it. And if you're keeping up with the scores at home, we are now 13-7 on the season. Since we started playing last November, we are now 13-7. And we look to win our next championship coming up very soon. Now that I got all the news out the way, it's time to get the show started. Let's get it in. Without a doubt, Dr. Martin Luther King is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, man that has ever walked on this earth. As far as the impact he had on today's society, the knowledge that he had, his speech was just uncanny. The way he could motivate somebody was just second to none. He would give a speech and he would just own the entire room. People just captivated to him. People wanted to hear what he had to say next. People just gravitated to him in a way that was unseen, in a way that was unheard of, in a way that's still unmatched to this day. He fought for us to have the right to be able to vote. He fought for us to have the right to get an education. He fought for us to have the right to sit in the front of the bus. He fought for us to have the right to have rights. Dr. King, in many ways, he's instrumental in everything that we do. And I feel as though that we shouldn't just celebrate him on his birthday, but he's somebody that we should celebrate every day. Here on the Slackers Talk podcast, I want to talk about some of the things that were not obvious about Dr. Martin Luther King. What I mean by that, we know that he was a great leader. We know that he was an activist. We know that he gave great speeches. But I want to talk about a couple of things that get lost in the shuffle. I want to talk about some of the things that get lost in his greatness. And one of the things that get lost, I think, might actually help us moving forward. Now, aside from his speeches and his leadership, Dr. Martin Luther King did many things. He was a great researcher. He did a lot of research before he implemented his campaigns and his boycotts. And one of the most important things that he did, well, that I like that he did, was he had a great team around him. He had a great team around him, and he also had the ability to build within. And I think that's the most important thing that gets lost about Dr. Martin Luther King. He just didn't start out big. You know, anything that you do, it's going to take some time. You have to start off small. And then as time goes along, things get bigger and they get better until you eventually get to the point where you want to be. And one of the things he did was he started off from the inside. Now, before I get to that point, I just want to validate and talk about something that's going on today. As you know, we just had our election at the end of last year. And even though the election was in November, we're still dealing with some of the backlash of it, as we know today. And one of our problems is, I think, I don't want to tell you anything different. When we vote for who's the president, no doubt about it, that's something big. That's something major. The president is supposed to be our leader. He's supposed to be someone that makes decisions. And the decisions that he make in turn would affect all of us. And that's not to be played with. It shouldn't be somebody that's popular. It shouldn't be because someone is on Twitter. And it shouldn't be someone that's elected to the WWE Hall of Fame. And it shouldn't be someone that runs a hotel business or has a fleet of hotels or whatever you want to call it. Certain things should not just be compromised. Like, there's no games to be played with certain things, and electing the president is one of them. But I think one of our problems, we often worry about voting to see who the next president is, and we also vote to see who runs the houses. And like I said just a couple of seconds ago, those things are greatly important. I don't want to downplay it at all. Those things are greatly important. But what if I told you that there were things out there that we could actually vote for that were just as important than picking who the next president is? And I want to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will jump right into that. Stay tuned. It's the Slackers Talk Podcast.
It's going down with the Vision Live Network, the number one network in the game. The Vision is live.
Even though the presidential campaign is over, let's keep our commitment by registering to vote. I think we saw firsthand what the power of voting can do. Let's be mindful of who we give power to in our community. Register to vote and stay committed. This has been a message from the Vision for Kids Network. Welcome back to the Slackers Talk Podcast. And before we went on commercial break, we were getting ready to talk about something that was just as important as picking our president. And after I get into that, I'm going to show you how this is heavily influenced by Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, getting back to our conversation, a lot of us think that picking the president is the only thing that we have to do. And worried about who's running the houses is the only thing that we have to worry about. And I'm here to tell you that that's not true. If we learned anything from Dr. Martin Luther King, is that we have to take care of our own backyard first. Are we voting for the people that are in charge of the schools that our children attend? Are we familiar with the people that are running for these positions? Are we attending the meetings? Do we know about the meetings? These are all things that we have to be aware of. I think if everyone became more focused on their backyard and what goes on in their neighborhood, I believe that things as a whole would instantly get much better, because every neighborhood would be accounted for. Now, how does this directly tie to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? Well, during my research, I saw that Dr. King just wasn't about his own neighborhood. He actually was about everyone. I was going to say black people, but no, he was about everyone. And he just wasn't tied to his own backyard or his own neighborhood. If there was a situation in New York, he knew about it. If there was a situation in Virginia, he knew about it. If there was something going on in Texas, he knew about it. And because he didn't have the rights that we all do today, he kind of took the initiative to implement certain things that needed to be done for him to get his message across. If there was ever a situation, he did his extensive research. And after his research, and only after his research, did he begin putting in campaigns or setting up boycotts. And through his research of what he found out, that's how he was able to determine what action he should set forth and put in place. The system knew that Dr. Martin Luther King meant business. They knew that he had the type of leadership qualities that would make a difference in this world. The system knew that he had the work ethic to make a difference. And if given enough time, he would have, and he did, do just that. I believe that there's a perception about us that we just don't care like we should. You know, we're not serious enough about certain things. Like, we'll talk about something, but it generally dies down. And we have to dispel that rumor. Dr. King didn't let things die down. He got stronger as things went along. And that's something that we have to follow. If you're at home listening to this podcast episode, or even if you out and about and you feel like this episode is all over the place, it's for good reason. It's because this one episode about Dr. Martin Luther King is not going to cut it. One podcast is just not enough time to describe the impact that this man had in life, in everyday life. And it's just not going to do it justice. And I want to take another commercial break, but coming back, I want to tell you how this man has impacted our lives and some of the things that we could take from him moving forward. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back on the Slackers Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Vision Live Network. You are now tuned in to the Slackers Talk podcast, hosted by film producer Jason Slack and presented by the Vision Live Network. The Vision Live Network is the home of a number of today's popular podcasts. Since you are already a fan, you might as well subscribe. Visit www.visionlivenetwork.com, go to the Slack is Talk podcast, then click the subscribe button. That's it. It's that simple. The show will be delivered to your device every time there is a new episode. Now you can hear all the talk from the 40 Vision man himself. Thanks for tuning in to the Vision Live Network, where you can experience our vision live.
And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
The Vision is live.
And welcome back to the Slack is Talk podcast. And in closing out the show, I just want to close out by just describing how great Dr. Martin Luther King was. In many ways, he's the most influential person of all time. And in my case, I can honestly say that he was the first person that I have ever learned about when I started going to school. He is the reason that I started writing. He is the reason why I started a kids foundation. He is the reason why I go and I vote. And almost everything that I could think of, I could say he has a role in it. I, as a person, I like to take bits and pieces of the great people before me, and I like to apply them to my own life. And I found myself looking at a lot of what Dr. Martin Luther King did during his time. For him to be a person that I never got a chance to meet, and I never got a chance to watch him during my days on this earth because he was assassinated beforehand, it tells you a lot about his leadership and just his overall greatness when you have people that follow you that never knew you that shows a lot about your character. Dr. King was more than a speaker. He was a minister. He was a family man. He was a hard worker. And he was someone that can't be replaced. He just left a legacy of a lifetime. And I can only hope to gain even a percentage of the stuff that he was able to accomplish. And for the young kids that are coming up in the game right now, if you have yet to experience one of his great speeches, well, I'll let you hear for yourself.
This will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My Country, Tears of Thee." "Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream. And let's make sure that the dream he had comes true. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, aka the Talk of the Town now. And we'll talk again Thursday.
You're listening to the Slackers Talk Podcast, aka the Talk of the Town now. Find out what's going to happen next.